This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day amid repeated disruptions and uproar over the remarks of Leader of Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi relating to the unpublished book of former Army Chief M.M. Narvane. Mr. Gandhi was speaking during the discussion on the motion of thanks on President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament on commencement of budget session. Speaking in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Congress leader is misleading the House by quoting imaginary excerpts which are not factually correct. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha this morning took up discussion on the motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal said the President's address reflected the government's vision of social justice, inclusive growth and commitment towards building Viksit Bharat.
Social justice for this government is not about slogan. It is about dignity, delivery and direct access. For employment and development in rural area, a law named Viksit Bharat, Jiramji, has been enacted.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today criticised Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks in Lok Sabha during the motion of thanks, saying Mr. Gandhi has broken the rules of the House and he should apologise to the nation. The minister was talking to media in Parliament premises. Earlier, talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Rijiju said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address in Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The Rajya Sabha took up discussion on motion of thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address. A total of 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said President Murmu in her address articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Supporting the motion, Dr. Medha Vishram Kulkarni of BJP said the President's address highlights India's continued progress. Digvijay Singh of Congress alleged that the government is anti-farmer and anti-labour. Sagrika Ghosh of TMC alleged that digital systems are enabling cyber fraud and data scams. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has called the Union Budget 2026-27 futuristic, saying it lays the roadmap for the next quarter of the century. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Dr. Singh highlighted that the allocation of 10,000 crore rupees for biopharma Shakti will strengthen India's position in the biomanufacturing sector. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the data in the economic survey clearly demonstrates the country's unprecedented progress on both the agriculture and rural development fronts. The minister was talking to reporters. Mr. Chauhan said over the past 5 years, the agriculture and allied sectors have recorded an average annual growth rate of 4.4% at constant prices, which is higher than the global average. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2025-26 in Parliament last week. The Defence Ministry has approved the grant of Mini Ratna Category 1 status to Yantra India Limited. Congratulating the Defence Public Sector Undertaking, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Yantra India Limited has successfully transformed from a government organisation into a profit-making corporate entity within about 4 years. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, gained over 1%. The Sensex jumped 944 points to close at 81,666, while the Nifty climbed 263 points to settle at 25,088. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 began at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Ranges in New Delhi today. The event brings together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.